This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address this morning. He discussed housing, taxes, and more. He also urged people not to give up hope for better public transportation.
We have the planes and we have the automobiles. Now we just need the trains. For too long, passenger rail has been another moonshot out of reach for too many people in our state. Coloradans love the idea, but often many people believe that it's not something we'll see in our lifetime. Yes, it's big, and yes, it's bold, but I'm here to tell you, passenger rail service that works is within reach.
Last year, Polis called for public rail lines from Fort Collins to Pueblo. He said the state's growing population makes it a prime target for big federal investment. Meanwhile, outside the capital, two separate protests during the governor's speech, one on fracking and the other on the Hamas-Israel war in Gaza. Caitlin Mave is a climate activist. She's worried Colorado and the U.S. are not going to meet international climate goals.
So we're coming together to call attention to how we can't be funding all of these wars overseas when we don't have health care, when we don't have affordable housing, when we don't have any climate solutions. We're living in a state with over 55,000 fracking wells. Over 7,000 of those fracking wells have been approved by Polis under his term.
Find more at CPR.org. The Colorado Supreme Court building is set to reopen on Tuesday after a break-in last week. Denver police arrested Brandon Olson after he allegedly broke in at night and fired shots inside the building. This is CPR News at 6:06.